If you were scamming in the early 2000s, that was a time to be alive. I am Carla Johnson, CEO and founder of Lucrative Minds and Iron Sharpens Iron, and I too am a retired scammer. I remember having connections in the check cashing place, connections on the spreads. I had spooky on my driver's license. Boy, I tell you, that money was flowing. I remember one particular time I decided to take my show up north. And when I mean up north, I'm talking about Ohio, Detroit, Chicago, up that way. So I was leaving Detroit, Michigan, and on my way back, I stopped in a small town called Hancock County in Findlay, Ohio. That was the worst mistake ever. And my first mind told me to continue on down the road. One of the tires needed to be changed out. And my first mind was like, okay, Carla, just go on down the road, find you a little rinky-dink tire shop along the way, because you know the type of stuff you've been doing since you've been down here. Anyway, I got talked into stopping at Walmart getting 4 new tires. Don't ask me why, but I went with the other person's suggestion. As we sat in the back of Walmart while getting the tires changed out, I presented this lady named Dorothy to the clerk. I was playing Dorothy in this town. I had been playing someone else in Detroit, but nevertheless, just stay with the story. So they checked us in, got the truck, told us what number we would be getting service, X, Y, and Z, and the individual I had with me just was sitting there chilling, having a conversation. Now, I have to say that, yes, he had been smoking marijuana before we left the hotel room. And was it strong? Yes, it was strong, but I don't believe it was strong enough for this allegation. So they go ahead and check the tires in. We're sitting down, and right across the road is a Bob Evans. And you can see the Bob Evans from Walmart where we're sitting at. So as we're sitting down, I see a trooper come by in a truck. I'm like, okay, that seems strange. I sat there a little longer. I'm looking around. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me, but he's not fazed by it. So another truck comes by. I said, hey, something's not right about this situation. We need to just leave the truck, walk over to Bob Evans and see what happens. And if everything is okay, then we come back. No, you're paranoid. Just we're good. X, Y, Z, yada, yada, yada. They called me on the mic, Dorothy, such and such. Of course, that's not my real name, Dorothy, such and such. But again, this is the woman I was playing in this store. So I get up and go to the counter. She tells me how much it's gonna be to get the tires. I pay her for the tires, go around, get the truck. We go get in the truck, and one of the troopers is sitting to the right and the other one is sitting to the left, like they're in position, like they're almost waiting for someone. So I crank the truck up and head off the lot. I go to the right. As I go to the right, the one that's sitting to the right comes right behind me. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on here. And then the other one follows in behind him. Right, the Walmart is right off the interstate in Findlay, Ohio. So once I put the blinker on, I'm getting on the highway, like straight from the lot. So he put his lights on immediately, pulled me over. Now, I didn't present Dorothy, who I just presented in the Walmart, because I don't know if this lady's license are valid. I don't even know if this lady is still alive, okay? So I gave him my real license, which was Carla Johnson. So the one in the truck that pulled behind me first was looking at my license, and then the other one was over here talking to him. So he asked me, could I step out of the truck? So I step out of the truck, and I'm like, okay, sir, why am I stepping out of the truck? I know my driver's license are good, insurance, everything is okay. We shouldn't have any issues. So while the other officer is over there talking to the individual that was with me, I don't know what happened, but he ended up giving the officer like a piece of a blunt roach, like a piece of a marijuana roach. That gave them probable cause to search the vehicle. Oh my God. At this time, I don't smoke weed. I'm not into any drugs. I don't drink. I don't know anything like that. So I'm like, why did he do that? So now they have him on the ground sitting down. They have handcuffed him. And they're telling me that they're about to search the truck. I look over there at him. He's like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. It's in my mind. I'm like, it's not okay. It's not okay. Now, not only have I been working in this little town this short time, I was working in other cities, in other towns. And then I had some of the stuff with me. I'm going back. Oh, my God. But anyway, So they search the truck, and it doesn't take long for them to reach a back apartment where he had stuck my spreads and my driver's license at. Oh my God. When that guy pulled his hand out, he pulled up a bundle. I had 9 different driver's licenses from 9 different states with my faces all on them, 9 different names, and 13 checkbooks. Oh my God. Oh my God, I just knew my life had ended. I just knew it was over. They have ended my career. Carla, you're done for it. So he just got charged with a little marijuana roach, and I got charged with identity theft, forgery, and fraud. We go into this county jail. Like I said, I don't know. It's a little small town. It's called Findlay, Ohio, if you ever heard of it, in Hancock County. So when we get in there, they give him a $10,000 bun. They give me an $100,000 bun. And they weren't coming up off of it. They refused to come up off of it. So he got out like within that week, a couple days he got out. And I sat in there for 3 weeks. And he came back and got me out. So I'm like, okay. But that's why it's important to follow your first vibe. That's why I can't stress that enough. Follow your first vibe. So anyway, I get out on bond. The bond was high because I was considered a flight risk because I didn't actually live up north or anywhere by there. I was living in Tennessee at the time. So I get back home. I have court dates to make. I instantly get online, find me an attorney. I thought he was a good attorney, you know. So found me an attorney. He got him a little attorney. I think they ended up like maybe time served in his case for that. I can't remember. But in my case, I had to go to and from court, to and from court, to and from court. So I found this attorney online, and he wasn't real expensive, guys. It was like 2003, 2004. He was $3,500. That's all. So that's not expensive to me for an attorney. So I'm going back and forth to court, going back and forth to court. So they get to the point where they pull my PSI. I am trying to get probation on this. This is my first identity theft. This is my first forgery charge. I'm trying to get probation on it. But I had already been arrested before in another state for another charge, but not convicted of it. So I said, this is my first charge. So I'm trying to get plead guilty to this and get probation. So anyways, when I get ready to go to court for my sentencing, let me rewind. So while I'm out on bond here, I end up missing court in Tennessee for something else. And instead of going to Tennessee to turn myself in, they didn't come extradite me when I got ready to get released. I just ran, if you want to say. Yeah, I ran. I didn't turn myself in. So anyways, So now I have a warrant in Tennessee. Now I have a court case still pending here, and I'm going back and forth. But at my sentencing, this is what I didn't understand. My attorney that I had found online and had hired, he came into the courtroom, and he was like presenting himself to the courts right before they got ready to sentence me. He was like, okay, yeah, and something, I'm switching hats. So I look back over at my uncle. He looks over there at me. The guy's like, I'm switching hats. He was becoming a prosecutor. He was becoming a DA. I believe my case was his last case. They gave me 2 years prison time for that in Marysville, Ohio Reformatory for Women. If you've ever heard of it, Hale Cottage, K2, the Kennedys, Lincoln 1, Lincoln 2, Tapestry. I did all of that while I was there. And when I tell you that's a whole nother story for time for a whole nother day.